questions?
The movies are great, by the way, first of all.
Why don't we kick off the questions by just each of you answering how you met Billy, and Hazel, how you decided to make a film about the Tooth Fairy.
The idea originally came about when I was applying for a funding scheme, and the theme was lies, and they were going to commission films about lies, and I just wanted to think of something positive to do with lies rather than, you know, something negative or political. I really enjoy sort of doing animation and mixing fiction with documentary. And I like teeth.
I met Billy, I'm a casting director, that's my day job, and I was casting a film that we were shooting on location in Maine, and we had brought all the principal actors from New York, and I was looking for extras, and a lot of the casting that I do, I like to find real people, non-professionals, and kind of mix it up a little bit, and so I went to a high school each day and sat in the lunchroom and looked, you know, looking for kids, and I hadn't been in a high school for such a long time, and I couldn't believe that the alienation still existed, and the cliques, and stereotypes, and all that. So I decided to go around to everyone's table and kind of ask them why they sat at the table they sat at, and if they ever kind of tried a different table, mix it up a little bit. And I got to this table of kids that were really kind of rough, and told me this story about at the time they invited someone new to their table. And I gathered from the story that they weren't very nice to him, and I guess the kid kind of flipped out, and they said, "We're never going to invite someone to our table again." And I asked who the kid was, and they pointed across the lunchroom to a boy sitting by himself at a table. It was Billy. And I went to go speak with him, and the minute that he opened his mouth, I knew that he was an incredible person, and just continued the conversation from there. How long I filmed. Don't freak out, but only 8 days. It was 5 days in the summer and 3 days in the winter. And the second part of the question was how Billy was with the camera. How did he feel about the camera being present in such intimate settings? And I mean, I feel like I kind of almost cast the crew. I mean, the crew was me, myself, and one other person, and the person that shot it was the actor who was in the film that we were shooting in Maine, and Billy had really looked up to him. And I feel like, I think when your intention is genuine, people feel that, and there was a sense of a collaboration between all of us, and I think Billy knew that we cared about him, and he welcomed that because he doesn't have a lot of people in his life that accept him completely for who he is, and I think, you know, it empowered him in a way and made him feel good that we were there. He didn't look at it as, I mean, the thing that was interesting about him, we had cast him as an extra in the narrative film, and he was in it for like a second, you know, for like a minute or something, but there was a huge crew, and there were lights and things like that, so that was like a movie. But this, I feel like it was more like we were all just hanging out. He didn't think about the movie. It was more the time we were spending together, and that he had people there that he could talk to and that understood him, and that he trusted us. So it really wasn't about that. You know, the only time that he kind of objected was when he was going through the thing with Heather and he was really upset. And, you know, he would sometimes express to me that he didn't want certain things in and things like that, but we would talk about it and I would say, you know, Billy, this is really about you being able to connect with other people and other people being able to relate to your story and find comfort in knowing that they're not alone. And so he would agree with that.
What is happening to Billy now?
Billy is a junior in high school, and he, since the film has been made, he had been suspended from school. Some kids were bullying him, and he got upset, and he had, you know, expressed some words, some violent words, and the school expressed some concern, and so as a result, he was expelled from school, and they demanded that he have mental evaluation. And since the movie, he's been diagnosed with Asperger's.
What's that?
It's a high-functioning form of autism, and so that's where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did Billy ever see Napoleon Dynamite, and did I want to show him Napoleon Dynamite? It's not really his type of film. He likes, he likes horror films and slasher films and, action films. But, I guess the are you seeing a comparison between him? Well, for me, I can see how you could think that. I feel like Billy has a lot more depth and soul to him than Napoleon Dynamite. But the stereotype, the archetype of someone that's different, yeah. But I feel like the thing that I feel like is beautiful about Billy's story is that I think that it doesn't just speak to a teenager in high school. Why I wanted to tell this story is that I feel like whatever point, wherever we are in each of our lives, we know what it feels like to be misunderstood. We know what it feels to not be supported. We know what it feels like to want to be loved and to find love. And I think the thing that's special about Billy, that he's not willing to, no matter who doesn't accept him, he's not willing to conform to get those things. He believes in himself, and he stays true to who he is and what he believes in. And I think that's a great example for all of us. To learn tolerance and acceptance of people that are different from us, and to understand that we're all looking for the same things in life.
Have you sat and watched this movie with him?
Yes.
And what was his...
What was Billy's reaction to the movie? When he first watched it, his first response was... he was very upset because his animals have since passed. And I think, as a lot of us do with our pets, there's a deep unconditional love there, and those were his friends, and he was really upset because to see them on screen. Billy is very concerned about not being a bad person, or not people not thinking he's a bad person. And there were a couple situations where he felt like he didn't like the way that he was portrayed, and he thought people would judge him. But he really understands that he wants to connect with other people, and he wants to share his story so that people can look beyond the stereotypes and see the story behind someone's face and understand that what you're seeing on the streets, what you're seeing in the schools, how we're viewing people, that there's a story behind that, that, we can't just use these ideas of stereotypes. And his mom felt the same way. She said, people are going to judge me as poor white trash. And I think the thing you see with Penny is she's a very articulate woman who was in a situation that went wrong, and she's doing the best she can with it.
Mm-hmm. Hazel, what was that place, that tooth factory place? What was it?
That's what everybody asks me. So I think it's not that clear on the film that. But I thought it was that is the place where tooth fairies work. it's this place. It's under the ground, at the bottom of a tree, and that's where they take all the teeth to clean them and polish them and process them, file them to make them more neat, and then they use them to make castles and jewelry and things like that. So, yeah.
I thought it was interesting in the movie that there wasn't a lot of talk of diagnoses in the film itself, and I wondered if that was, now that you've heard about him being diagnosed as Asperger's, was there a point, it seems like he's in a separated out class, I mean, was there a sense of what his mental condition was before, and you just decided that it was better to focus on who he was, or was it really just that unclear until after the film that he had something that...
Okay, the question is why I chose not to discuss diagnosis in the film. And that was my, I have to tell you kind of the process of that. When I first met Billy, my initial instinct was, what's wrong with this kid? Like, that's all I could think of. And I think that's what we're trained to do when we don't understand something or something's different. What's wrong with them? And so I proceeded to talk to teachers and students, and all the explanations were really kind of general things like, oh, he has emotional disabilities, which I don't know anyone that doesn't, and he's really weird, he's this, he's that, he's really complex, and then when I felt like that wasn't being satisfied, I was like, okay, I'm going to spend time with this kid and figure out how he got like this, you know, and I thought I'd find it on my own. And through that process, I realized it wasn't about that. It didn't matter. I started seeing Billy as this... I started reflecting on my own life through his eyes and through his journey and thinking, like, why do I need to know? You know? And I started seeing the larger story here of how a lot of the issues in the world and things that we're dealing with are because when we don't understand something, we put people... And I'm not against diagnosis. I think diagnosis is a great thing for people to have and to understand for themselves, but I don't believe that they should be defined by that. I think we should be defined who we are, and if that's because you're gay, or if that's because you're Asian, or if that's because you're depressed, or if that's because you have Asperger's, it's like, that doesn't define who you are. That's a part of who you are, and I wanted to open people's minds to see someone for who they are and not by what their diagnosis is. I think there's tons of films that can, and I would have made a totally different film, and I think there's probably great films that are about these things and will continue to be, but I wanted to bring something to the table that would inspire people to see people for who they are and to understand that ultimately we're all looking for the same things, no matter what our diagnosis is. What the first part of the question was, what happened with Billy's stepfather? And yes, he came back, and no, he's not seen the film, and he really didn't want anything to do with the film, which I felt, you know, in the beginning was a little frustrating, but in the end, I felt spoke volumes to Billy and his mother's story, you know, that the absence of the male figure in his life and in her life, and so, yeah, he's back, but he's not really interested in the film. And also, I think that also speaks another theme or something I found interesting in the film is the idea of how we perceive things the way that we want to in order to survive in the world. And you can see how Billy thinks Paul's, like, the greatest thing in the world, but where's Paul? You know, like, he's not in his life. And I think sometimes, and his mother as well, I think we all do that to a degree in some way in our lives, that the way that we want to see something in order to protect ourselves sometimes is a defense mechanism. And what's happening with the film? It's going to be in 1,000 theaters all over the world. And we're still in negotiations with people, just talking. We haven't committed to anyone yet. But thank you all for coming, and we're going to pass out, we have a blog, and I'd love to get people's comments. I know it's hard here, but if you feel inclined to please write and tell us about your thoughts, that would be very much appreciated.
Please remember to vote for the films, and I want to thank both Jennifer and Hazel for being here and congratulate them on their films. Thanks.